Hi there, this is Paula Jones from mycoachclass.co.uk and I want to talk to you about three ways to make your online program interactive. One of the worries of creating an online course is making sure that there are enough elements of interactivity for your clients, and I'd agree with that because many courses I've bought over the years online haven't been particularly interactive. So that means it's been too easy for me to just buy the program, find that life gets in the way, and then the program stays untouched. And that means that there's no momentum and no reason for me to push on with it. And also no contact from the course leader, because an email to say hello, let me tell you, really does go a long way. But you know, it's my learning and it's my responsibility. So when I enrol on a course, then it's absolutely up to me to take part. And if I decide not to, or that I want to go at my own pace, then that's okay. However, you'll find that when there's real interactivity built into the programme, then you're far more likely to get engagement from your clients because there's something in it for them. Online courses can be a very lonely experience if we're flying solo with no interaction. Giving your clients a reason to keep up and motivation to keep learning after the initial enthusiasm when they hit buy now is crucial. So here are my three favourite methods for building in interactivity. Firstly, we've got buddy systems, and a buddy system can be really effective for online training and programmes. If you set your clients accountability tasks and then pay your participants, this is a way for them to feel a little pressure to compete and a bit of competition without it being too tough, and it keeps them accountable to themselves and to their partners and builds relationships. Be careful with this though. If your timings allow for it, you need to change the pairings each week or each task. This changes the dynamic, it means that the pairs don't get too cosy and there's no sense of exclusion or formation of cliques, because cliques sound the death knell for your programmes. Secondly, webinars. These don't need a lot of effort to put on, particularly if they're questions and answer sessions. There's always the worry that participants will be shy and find it difficult to take part, but the answer to this is to stress that calls are confidential, questions are welcome, and time will be split between participants as fairly as possible. If you record the calls, make sure they're hosted somewhere only the participants can access, because remember, this is confidential. And finally, message boards. Message boards and membership plugins for WordPress sites and so on, Ning communities, Facebook groups, all of these give a great sense of community. Set expectations at the start of how they're going to work, state them clearly, and if there are accountability tasks, follow up on these. Interactivity built into a course makes it creative and it will run so much more smoothly. And as you go along, ask for feedback.